欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica。 今天呢，我们来听一篇英语美文，这段美文呢摘选自高效能人士的七个习惯，这是当中的一个经典篇章，讲述的是移情聆听，有点拗口啊。它的英文呢是 empathic listening。 empathic 指的是移情作用的，或者说是神入的，就是你可以听懂，真正感受到别人这种形式的倾听。我摘选的这一段呢，列举出了我们生活中最常见的一个对话场景，是一对母子的对话。这段对话呢，真实还原了我们在与人交流时候最常见的一种沟通思维还有误区。在听完这个例子之后呢，作者给出了对于这个例子的分析，以及应该怎样的真正聆听别人。接下来我们就来听一下这段英文。 Empathic listening。 Come on honey, tell me how you feel. I know it's hard, but I'll try to understand. Oh, I don't know mom, you'd think it was stupid. Of course I wouldn't, you can tell me honey. No one cares for you as much as I do. I'm only interested in your welfare. What's making you so unhappy? Oh, I don't know. Come on honey, what is it?Well, to tell you the truth, I just don't like school anymore. What? You respond incredulously. What do you mean you don't like school? And after all the sacrifices we've made for your education? Education is the foundation of your future. If you'd apply yourself like your older sister does, you'd do better, and then you'd like school. Time and time again, we've told you to settle down. You've got the ability, and you just don't apply yourself. Try harder.Get a positive attitude about it. Pause. Then go ahead, tell me how you feel. We have such a tendency to rush in, to fix things up with good advice, but we often fail to take the time to diagnose, to really, deeply understand the problem first. If I were to summarize in one sentence the single most important principle I have learned in the field of interpersonal relations, it would be this.Seek first to understand, then to be understood. This principle is the key to effective interpersonal communication. When another person speaks, we're usually listening at one of four levels. We may be ignoring another person, not really listening at all. We may practice pretending. Yeah, aha, right. We may practice selective listening, hearing only certain parts of the constant chatter of a preschool child, or we may even practice attentive listening, paying attention and focusing energy on the words that are being said. But very few of us ever practice the fifth level, the highest form of listening, empathic listening. Empathic listening involves much more than registering, reflecting, or even understanding the words that are said. Communications experts estimate, in fact,that only 10% of our communication is represented by the words we say. Another 30% is represented by our sounds, and 60% by our body language. In empathic listening, you listen with your ears, but you also, and more importantly, listen with your eyes and with your heart. You listen for feeling, for meaning. You listen for behavior. You use your right brain as well as your left. You sense, you intuit, you feel.